Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Saw the video until you showed me this morning.
Yeah,
so
shocking.
Send it to me and I'll send it to him.
All right,
I'll get a comment.
Yeah, get him on the air today. And see what the hell's going on.
Care to comment on this?
Right.
He'll go, ooh.
That's my comment. He is the best. Are we going to see him at all out here this week?
I know. He's not coming out.
Oh, he's not at all.
No, he's not coming here at all. And I think he's headed over to Miami, Hawaii for a few weeks.
Oh, good for him. All right. It is
good for him.
Nice. Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the traveling Built Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Of course, anywhere you are on the free Odyssey app, we are live from Radio Row in Arizona the entire week, site of Super Bowl 57. Quick update on two people. One, DA, Damon Amendolara, who we talked to on Friday about getting the free makeup from our makeup artist, Allie.
Yes.
And then it becoming a big thing, and he was getting trashed on Twitter and all of this stuff, and he was mad at you, he was mad at me.
Mad at us? Well, why would he be mad at me?
Well, because as he's, you trucked me on the air, you could have come to me off the air, you trucked me on the air, totally unnecessary. So,
oh, he could have come to us and said, hey, you know, do you mind if I use Allie in makeup?
He could have, and
he didn't
not
do that.
Right, he did not do that. He did ask, who do I talk to? Do I talk to Spike? Who do I go to for this makeup? So he, of course, ends up doing a Saturday show on WFAN.
Oh, God.
Which was scheduled way in advance of all this stuff. So he tweets out, like, he's going to be on. He's like, a Saturday connection of the mothership on WFAN. Your top five most hated athletes in New York history. Join me, 877-337-6666. Then you look in the comments. Everything is, pay up, you cheap bastard. Pay the makeup lady.
Yes.
Every single comment. And he's really still, he's still here.
Well, I would think that a week from today is going to be interesting back at WFAN.
Oh, sure. That's going to be, I'm showing up early that day. You know that meme where the guy, like, does the chair, like, unfolds the chair and sits down and has to see what's going on? That's going to be me. I'm just going to be waiting here that whole time to see that interaction.
Okay.
Yeah. And if he, does he, like, pay her cash? Like, does he, I don't know, give her a hand or like a check for the month? Like, how is this going to work?
I don't know.
Is there back pay involved? Like,
yeah.
Now, since she's not there this week,
mm-hmm.
What does he do?
Nothing.
Does he put his own makeup on?
I guess. Or
okay. Hopefully he does.
Yeah, maybe Andrew Bogus is doing it for him.
Okay.
That's probably what's happening.
All right, that's the one update. All right, what's the next update?
The other update is Eddie the Picks jockey. A couple of things with him. One, he is just, he's the man around town. Like, this is the guy that everybody wants to talk about to me when I'm out doing things or my friends and group texts. It's all about Eddie and his picks and everything else. So I'm out to dinner in Patchogue Saturday night before Sunday when I left to come here. It's a great new steakhouse there, by the way. The Chops, they did a great job. So I'm sitting there, and I'm eating, and it's loud in the place because the place is always packed and doing great business. This guy comes by the table. He goes, I just, all I hear is, hey, you, hang on. So I just, instead of saying what, I just go, yeah, all right, awesome, good to see you. You know, one of those things.
Yes.
I was like, he was walking, and I didn't want him to come over, and then all of a sudden I'm sucked into this stranger's vortex. So I just gave him a nice little wave. So then I go to Gina. I'm like, what did he say? And she said, Eddie's killing it with Charleston? What the hell does that mean? And I said, oh, Eddie for money.
Yes.
So that guy had bet with Eddie on Charleston that night, and he was obviously winning. So there you go. Look at that. And this morning, he's making waves. Eddie,
Okay, what's he doing now?
All right, so I'm scrolling through my feed, and you can take a look at who I follow. It's public out there. I'm not a protected account. I do not follow any scantily clad or porn accounts on Twitter.
Okay.
So all of a sudden, what shows up in my feed is a very large
ass.
Yes, a very large bare bottom with somebody who was showing it off. And I'm like, what is this? Right? So I'm trying to figure out how this ended up in my Twitter feed.
Let me see it.
Hold on. I have to call it back up, of course, because I screwed that up. But it'll take no time at all because with Eddie, he always tweets a million times a day. So here we go. All right, so here it is. So this is it. This is from Naomi Fox with three X's at the end. So she's, you see.
You know what that those three X's stand for? Triple X.
Yeah, no,
what that stands for.
Yeah, Naomi
Fox.
Oh,
my God.
So she.
Looks like the back end of a horse.
No. This is like Smarty Jones right here. So it says, guess y'all missed this ass here. Is her comment with a tongue emoji, water emoji, and a heart. So I'm like, what? So then I see the reason ended in my feed is because Eddie for Money's responding to it. So, like, I was thinking he was going to respond like, hey, nice ass, something like that, you know? Like, hey, girl, good job. Yeah. What does he respond?
Okay.
Quinnipiac had the regression factor yesterday after two big wins in a row, losing outright to the worst team in the conference, Mount St. Mary's. This is what he responds to this ass. That's his ass response.
Did somebody send him that ass?
No, he follows her. So I went into his follows.
Yes.
And he he follows Naomi Fox. Now how or why he found her or follows her, I have no idea.
Maybe it's the horse similarity. He is a jockey, after all, right?
Right, exactly. So then, of course, all the comments that Eddie now has because of this.
How many more followers does Eddie have now? When we first met Eddie, he had 23 followers.
Yeah, he now has 15,000 even.
Wow.
15,000 followers even, yeah. And they're doing Danielle, who runs, as Eddie calls her, the Facebook girl. Oh, no, the GoFundMe girl. The GoFundMe girl was a little upset because this ended up in her Twitter feed this morning and texted Al about it. Why is this ass in my Twitter feed?
Yeah, she said, this is what I woke up to this morning. And it was, she sent me that picture, although she actually edited it for me so that I didn't have to see.
She pixelated it?
She did something to it. She
really?
Cleaned it up, yeah. I said, did Eddie tweet this out? She said, no, he responded to her tweet with a take on Quinnipiac.
Poor Danielle.
Imagine the Triple X actress. She's good, like, let me see how people are reacting to me.
Oh, yeah.
And she's got a take on Quinnipiac.
Okay.
Well, I mean, Eddie gave her, clearly Eddie gave her some more pub because he's got the 15,000 followers. I'm seeing it. Like, she's only got 165 followers. So
we'll see how far that goes up.
Right. So, part-time model, open-minded and sexy, always willing to try something new. Sounds like Al.
Oh, yeah, I go with the flow. Whatever is happening, I'm in.
Trust me, I'm not your regular girl. That's what Naomi Fox is saying.
All right.
With triple X's, so there you go. So we're going to have to tell Eddie to... Yeah, he's got more to learn about Twitter. You know? You're responding to these things, you're liking these things.
Yeah, but somehow it's in his Twitter feed, because he's following her,
Because he's following her,
right?
Yeah, okay. Of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he's got to be following others like her, I'm sure.
No.
I don't think so?
No. No, I looked, and I didn't see any.
Maybe she's a bot, and she followed him, and he was like, oh, this woman's interested.
It has to be, yeah. I mean, the way, like, I'm always down for something new. You know, here's my Google chat name. You know, this is what's going to happen. This bot or the person behind that is going to catfish Eddie and suck all of the money from the GoFundMe page right out.
Danielle's too smart for that.
I mean, I hope so.
God. All right, so here's the other. Did you, by any chance, I did not see this until this morning, because I don't watch the Grammys.
Yeah.
Did you see the photo of Madonna? Did you see her last night?
Yeah, I did. I did see this picture.
Who is that person?
It is. It's unbelievable.
What's happened to her?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I can't even put my finger on what she looks like. But this is obviously too much plastic surgery, facelifts, cheek lifts, lip implants. It's horrendous. She's not. She's non-human looking at this.
It's kind of funny because when I got drafted by Cincinnati in 1984 and got picked up at the airport by Peter King? Yeah, and he said, I had a Walkman. He says, oh, what are you listening to? I said, Borderline by this artist called Madonna.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be a superstar.
Yep.
And remember back then how she was? She exploded on the scene.
Yeah.
Back in 1984, and this is what she looks like now. I don't know. It's got to be like, do you think it's a sickness?
What, the whole face thing? And the plastic surgery addiction and stuff?
Yeah, that kind of thing. Like the implants and all that stuff, the lip injections.
Yeah, 100%. Because you start looking older and some people can't handle it. And especially if you were someone who was very popular when you were younger. And she's just trying to keep up.
I don't think so.
Horrible.
That doesn't look like it to me.
Well, that's what she's trying to do. I mean, it's backfiring on her. But, I mean, obviously the worst one was Michael Jackson and what he ended up doing to himself. So she's not quite that bad.
He also do something to himself.
Yeah, he also had the skin pigment cream stuff that he put on.
He did, okay.
Yeah, he did.
It was now, cream or the clear?
It was cream. I think.
Okay.
Yeah, for whatever reason, he thought that was a good idea. So Madonna's not doing that, but everything else is just like it's horrible. I mean, she was out there like presenting or something, thinking that she probably looked good, and
yeah,
everybody's
giving
shocked.
A speech. You know, she's giving some sort of speech, and I think everybody was saying the same thing.
Yeah,
everybody, not only watching, probably everybody sitting in the audience as well.
Sure,
all felt like, what just happened to Madonna?
Yeah, how did she sound? Did you see the video of her talking?
I did not see that.
Yeah, I'm sure she doesn't sound.
That's kind of interesting.
I mean, someone like that, it's like. You almost just want to disappear, like, forever, so nobody knows what you're doing. Like, you're never going to be as popular as you were. Just hang on to those memories. Go somewhere in the middle of nowhere in the world. Sit there so nobody's looking at you. You know, basically like Richard Simmons. Do that. Just disappear. So nobody, and then people will wonder, oh, it'd be a mystery, whatever, but just leave me alone. Instead, she's like, you know, squishing her face together and pulling it back and putting her lip. She goes out to, it's me, Madonna, remember? It's terrible. It's depressing, actually.
It is depressing.
Think about it.
It's sad because it's nothing but great memories, you know, in the mid-80s. Now, all of a sudden, that.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Peter King. Peter King. So interestingly enough, doing this Super Bowl's greatest commercial show this year.
Yeah.
So it's a battle of the decades. And in one of the shots, I'm wearing that exact Walkman that I had when Peter King picked me up in Cincinnati.
Wow.
And I'm also sitting behind one of those original 1984 Apple computers.
Oh, nice.
And by the way, both still work.
Really?
Yes, both were still working, yeah.
Wow, they don't make things like they used to, Boomer.
That's
huh?
what I say. Yes.
Yeah. All right, the Road to Arizona presented by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila brought to you by those who drink it. Road to Arizona also brought to you by Optimum. Get closer, go farther, and by Key Food. Get all your tailgating needs at Key Food and their family of supermarkets. I saw this sweet denim jacket that was hanging back there, and I thought it might have been yours. Because you had that sweet denim jacket that makes you look like the 80s, but then you told me you don't have your clothes.
Right,
so I don't know
so it's
whose
not my
it is.
Jacket.
I don't know whose it is. Is it Spikes, maybe?
Could be Spike. Yeah, Spikes wears denim jackets.
What size was it?
I think it was a schmedium.
Schmedium?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a Spike.
See, I want to see Al in his jacket. I don't care whose it is. Put it on. It's awesome. It's like an awesome denim jacket. And when I saw it was schmedium, I was like, obviously it's not Boomer's, but... But when I first looked at it, I was like, oh, man. Remember when you wore that thing?
Yeah.
That threw you back to, like, 1984.
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
And our boy...
that looks like a female jacket.
Our boy, Lee Einsiedler, for Christmas, sent me a beautiful black jean jacket.
Oh, really?
It's awesome, yeah.
Wow. That's great.
It's a female coat, guys.
That's a female's coat? It fits out perfectly.
Look at that. Yeah.
Whose jacket is that, Al?
Oh, we got a football.
Oh, it's Jules.
Yeah, it
Jules is.
Well, it fits him perfectly. Look at that. Yeah. Pop the collar.
Let me see this.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to keep that thing. How much for the jacket?
It's not for sale.
Not for sale. There's always a number. You know, it's Boomer, right? He'll buy it.
Look at that thing. Let's see. That's sweet. I need me one of those.
So soft.
Very soft.
All right.
One more time.
One more. Be careful. You might break them.
You okay? Are you sick?
You sick?
Are you sick or something?
No, all good.
All right, good.
All right. Jerry's back with another update. What's happening, Jerry?
We're sponsored by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com and buy Jackpocket. Play official site lottery games on your phone. So, overnight... which I just saw, we have heard from Kyrie Irving.
Oh, good.
So Kyrie on his way to Dallas, as we know. He tweeted this bull crap. Thank you, Nets World, fans and supporters, for the love on and off the court. I will forever be grateful I got to live out my dream I had as a kid with y'all. It will always be love for me and my family.
And P.S., the Holocaust didn't happen.
Well,
no,
he didn't put that in there.
Oh, okay.
But this notion that he loves this franchise so much and wanted no part of really being here. But anyhow, so he goes to Dallas. We know the terms of the trade by now. Spencer Dinwiddie, Dorian Finney-Smith. You get a first-round pick in 29, a couple of second-round picks. And
first-round pick when?
2029.
Yeah. Is that going to be
6 years? 6 years.
They're going to be Bronny?
I'll be 46.
Could be.
Six.
Well, I don't know, it wouldn't be Bronny to pick him, but...
Oh, I see.
You could maybe use it to get him. Who knows?
2029.
2029.
Yeah, wow. Nice. Sabrina will be 11 years old at that point. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'll be making that pick.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, pretty wild. So that's that with the Nets. Nets play the Clippers tonight. We'll have it on the fan. Those new guys likely not expected until probably another day or so. Let's get to the Knicks. So this was interesting last night. Because the game was on ESPN, I guess there was no MSG, I suppose. So we have the Sixer calls.
Yeah.
So here's the tale of a couple of different times in this game. Early on with Tom McGinnis of Sixers Radio.
Harden steals it. Sixers on a run out. Harden down the lane to Tobias. Lob play. Joel Embiid puts it up and in, and he's fouled. He tumbles out of bounds, and the Sixers with a hot start here in New York.
Oh.
25-12.
And it would get better for them. They'd be up by 21, and everything was good in Philly land. Didn't end up that way.
Joel Embiid with the basketball, and he will just dribble away the remaining time. Shoots it after the buzzer, and New York wins 108-97. Wow. 21 for Brunson, 24 for Randall.
Can you believe we lost to those losers? Wow.
Let me ask you a question. Honestly, they beat Boston, and they beat Philadelphia. You know, they lose a bad game the other night that they probably shouldn't have lost. I mean, where is this team? What is this team capable of?
I think they can beat anybody on any given night. I don't know if they can.
Do they trade? Do they make a trade? And if they do make a trade, who are they going to get? I mean, like,
if they're going to make a trade, what they need to do is trade some of their, like, they trade Julius Randle, because that changes the face of the organization, frees up space, maybe get some picks back. But they're not going to do that because they're on track to be in the playoffs. They want to fill the building. They're not going to get back somebody who's going to contribute as much as him. But if you really want to do something, you have to sell. But they won't, because this is okay for them where they're at, for the organization, not for the fan base.
I know the Garden wants to get in the playoffs, yeah. Both with the Knicks and the Rangers. You know, that's where they make most of their money when it comes to, you know, obviously big-time playoff revenue. That's what you want. You want seven-game series, and you want four of them.
Yeah, the ceiling is a second-round exit for the Knicks. That's the ceiling. But I'd be shocked if they got out of the first round, but I think second-round... I don't know, 10%, 20%?
If I was a Knicks fan, I would be terribly frustrated because I feel like you guys are one player away.
Well, yeah.
I really believe that.
And that player's in Cleveland.
Well, I agree. The whole time you should have gotten Donovan Mitchell. I know that. But you're sitting there. You're a good team. You ain't a great team. You're a good team. You're one piece away from being a great team.
Right, as we talked about last week, Jerry, who is that guy? We went through the free agents.
I know, that's the problem.
We don't know anybody who's forcing themselves out other than Kyrie Irving, and he gets... There's not that answer.
It would have to be nondescript, but it would have to be like what the Rangers need. The Rangers need, like, fourth-line type guys, guys that are defenders, PKers. What the Knicks need is they need a wing defender and a guy that can shoot well. I don't know if there's...
No, they need a star if they're going to compete in the Eastern Conference.
I mean, Dorian Finney-Smith was. He went.
You're talking about Reggie Bullock. That's who you're talking about. But like, what's that going to do on this?
Nothing.
Team? Yeah, exactly. They need another star. They whatever. I mean, we say the same.
One player away.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so you got big contributions in this game from Evan Fournier. He scored 17 at 5 threes, and Miles McBride, really good game as well. Here's Tibbs on why he went to them instead of Grimes.
He's a little nicked up, but it was just the way the game was flowing. And those guys got into a good rhythm, so we just rode that group out.
Yep, and it worked out. Here was Fournier. He hasn't played a lot. Imagine he'll probably be moved this week. We shall see. But he really has enjoyed his time here.
It's hard to elaborate. I mean, it's just that simple. Medicine is medicine. The fans are incredible. I love New York. The seal of New York. So there's really not much to say. It's just a special place.
Enjoy Utah when you get traded.
The other day, I saw a homeless man peeing on a rat. It was beautiful. It was a poetry in motion. I love this city so much. Yes. And have you seen all the migrants that we're bringing in? It's awesome how the city houses them and takes care of them and feeds them with taxpayer money.
It was Julius Randle. Beat a really good team here, and it's because we got stops.
Yeah, it was great. I think, the biggest difference between last night and tonight, obviously we felt like we could have won last night as well, but tonight was just our defense. We were able to, buckle down and get stops.
And so 29-26 for the Knicks now, while the Sixers fall to 34-18. 108-97 was the final of that game. We talked last hour about the John Morant stuff, and there's a lot. The NBA is looking into it. There's a lot there. Here was Taylor Jenkins, his coach, asked about the Morant entourage and the laser pointing and the scrum that, ensued with what we were talking about last hour.
That was addressed internally, aware of the investigation of the NBA, did a full-on investigation. We were fully compliant with it, and I think they came out with a statement saying nothing was corroborated or found. So, that's what I know, and that's what I'm
corroborated. Give me a break. This guy's going to make this up?
Right, so the Athletic, I guess, I don't know if there are quotes, but they were talking about that they talked to the Indiana staff.
There are quotes. It says we were
fearing for their lives.
We thought we were in serious danger.
Yeah. So
I mean, you can't tell me that these guys who are assistant basketball coaches, probably been doing this forever, are all of a sudden going to make some story up about how a gun was pointed at their head with a laser after the game. It's just no way. So This obviously happened.
And the story says that Morant was believed to be in the SU.
Yes.
Not a good look.
No.
All right, so what happens if he's the guy that's actually pointing that?
Well, that I don't think we're going to find out, but that obviously makes it worse.
I mean, I think, first of all, I think John Morant is an incredibly gifted player. And there are very few people that can do what he does on a basketball court. I would hope that somebody would sit him down and say, look, man, you have $500 million coming your way.
Yes, he does.
You, and I know that we all have friends in our lives and all that other stuff.
but you have just got, you can't let this continue to go on like this. This is also the team that got into a fight with Shannon Sharp at the Laker game.
That's right, yep.
I mean, so this is like on the heels of that, and who knows what's going on, the undercurrents and all the different things that are happening, but, you know, you... Somebody needs to sit him down. I wish like somebody would have sat down Allen Iverson earlier on in his career. He could have had, think of the career he could have had if he was really dedicated and focused on being great.
Yeah, he really needs a veteran player who's been there before, sort of like a Kyrie Irving, I think would be great as a mentor for John Morant. You know, get all the stuff from him.
I'm trying to be serious. I'm just trying to say, you know, I just think he needs somebody to keep him out of trouble and to make sure that he's got it, understand that stuff like this can't go on.
No, cannot go on.
And,
no
and by the way, and the NBA, and the NBA can't allow it to go on either.
Right. The NFC won the flag football Pro Bowl games. 35-33, they win. That's fine. Here was Devontae Adams on the format and enjoying it and how intense it actually was on the field.
I think the game was the most fun. It was a little bit more competitive than the tackle games were. I use that phrase very loosely on tackling, but it's cool. It's more good just to get out here and interact with the fans.
Christian McCaffrey was one that said he enjoyed it because, or he said it's a good idea because no one wants to get hurt. So we'll see if they continue to do it going forward. I imagine they will. And then you've got some other guys. We had Saquon Barkley last hour talking about free agency. Well, Geno Smith spoke as well on Sirius XM. Here was Geno on, you know, Seattle trusting him with the starting job as they did all year.
You know, just for them to recognize that meant a lot to me. And when the season came, you know, I knew what I was going to do. I feel like they did as well. But it just had to happen.
All right, so that having been said, it did happen. He had a good season. So what is next? Here he is on his future.
Yeah, we've had talks, and we're in the process of, you know, getting all that settled right now. You know, it's looking very good. We think we can get some things done, but obviously those things take time. And, you know, this is the process that I hate about the NFL because I just want to play football. But, you know, it's a business as well, and so we got to take care of business, and then we'll get back to the football.
If there was ever a guy that deserved to be paid, it's Geno Smith. He certainly does. I mean, I could see like a 2 or 3 year deal, maybe 60 to 70 million. You know, somewhere around there.
I think so. That's
amazing to me when you think about where he's come from, yeah, what he's done, how he's resuscitated his career. And he took over for a very unpopular guy in the locker room, so that kind of helped him a little bit. And they got a pretty good young team going on out there.
All right, so here's the complicated part about being a GM. You give him that deal. He doesn't play well. You now paid him for what he did in 2022.
Right, well, I would just say that, you know, you got to structure it so you're not killed guaranteed wise. You know, you can kind of structure it with him and say, okay, we'll guarantee you, say, 30 million out of the 60. We'll guarantee you half of it, and, you know, then you can play, and then the longer you're around, you know, the more you're going to make, and as long as you play well, you're going to be our starting quarterback. That's really what it comes down to.
Did you guys, when you picked up your credential, did you see the Seahawks fan that was standing on the top of the steps in that building who had, all right, so he must have left at that point. So this guy, he had Seahawks flags that he draped over the steps. He had a Noah Fant jersey on. He was signed by like almost every member of the Seahawks.
On
he
his
was,
body?
No, on his jersey.
Oh.
And then he had a speaker that was blasting music. And he was just standing at the top of the steps going, Seahawks, baby! To everybody that walked by, Seahawks, baby! 12s, baby! Seahawks, Seahawks! I'm like, how nuts do you have to be doing that?
Yeah.
I mean, they had a nice season, whatever, but they're not here playing in the Super Bowl.
No, they're not.
Seahawks, baby! I mean, I wanted to send that to, like, you have Pete Carroll's number, right?
Yes.
I was going to send it to, like, you to send it to Pete Carroll, like, get this guy on the field. This guy's awesome.
Get him tickets if he doesn't have them. That's damn sure. The team of Aaron Rodgers and Ben Silverman won the Pro-Am portion at Pebble Beach. Josh Allen came in four shots behind. Justin Rose, by the way, leads that event. They have to finish today, though. They had wind and darkness and all that, so they didn't get finished yesterday. He's got a two-shot lead, I believe, with 4 or 5 holes to go, so that'll be done later on. The Islanders signed Bo Horvat to an 8-year extension. Here he was. He's thrilled to not be going anywhere.
My wife and I talked about this place a lot, and this place honestly was probably in my top 5 right from the beginning, just from what I heard from it. Obviously the team, the organization, and obviously I don't know the area too well, but I can't wait to get to know it for 8 years here.
8 years of him wanting to be at UBS Arena.
Yeah,
that's great.
Well, I'll tell you, Islander fans can thank Sydney, because I'm sure she had something to do with it.
What?
You know, you got to recruit the wives. You got to recruit the fans.
Oh, I see.
It's a great place to live. It's a great place to be. And if you really want to come here and settle down here, you know, all the wives do
taxes
that.
Don't come up.
Did she do that?
Yeah, I'm sure she did.
Okay.
I'm sure they all did. I'm sure they're all about recruiting because, you know, what these guys are doing now is they all want to check out where they're going to live, where their kids are going to grow up, what the school systems are like, things of that nature.
Yeah.
And the one thing I will say about all the Islanders that are now have resided here, especially under John Ledecky and and what's his name, Malkin?
Yes.
Right. So under those guys with UBS Scott Arena Malkin. and their practice facility over there at Eisenhower, it is a great place to play.
It is.
It really is.
And then Sydney can also sell, hey, property taxes are not too high. You know, they really don't take a chunk out of there. We've got this great governor right now who's real and taking care of things. So I think that's probably another selling point.
Get a handle on crime.
Yeah, get your gas stove while you can get it.
Right.
Yeah, what is that all about?
When you fill up your car, someone might steal it from the gas station.
Exactly.
That's why you need full service. No, you don't, by the way.
In all honesty, from the whole thing, it's a great thing that the Islanders now have created this atmosphere that they didn't have for many years. Yeah. That's the thing.
That's right.
Good for them. Carlos Beltran no longer going to be with Yes. He's moving into the Mets front office. What his role? Al had a great question. What does he do? Like, what does that mean exactly?
What is his title? Do we know? He's just in the front office.
They run
stuff by him probably. Like, that's all.
So he gets an office?
Yeah, he gets an office, hangs out, you know, maybe he'll go down to spring training, walk around, look at stuff, you know, maybe a little of this, you know, like work on your stroke.
Do you think people stop by and go, like, they throw a name at him? He's like doing nothing, like, you're not interrupting him because he's just sitting at his desk waiting.
See, you guys,
Carlos, we're getting Chipotle. Want in?
You guys are totally off base with this. Carlos Beltran is respected within the baseball community, especially in the Latin baseball community.
For sure.
And, you know, the things that he can do, the people that he can see, the people that he can scout, the people that he can talk
to. That's what I'm asking. So
it's just endless. It is endless. You're probably doing all of it. You know, and
what are you doing today?
And let's say if a younger player is having issues, whatever they are, he can go and talk to those players.
Absolutely. He was the manager for a couple months.
So his title is special assistant to Billy Epler.
Well, there you go.
So is he like Gallo to us? Like, is Billy like, hey, I got breakfast in the lobby, Carlos?
No way. It's Carlos Beltran.
No?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Carlos, what do you think of this guy? What do you think of we're scouting this guy in Puerto Rico right now? Carlos, can you go check
should
it
we
out?
Get Otani?
Hey, Carlos, 2006, long time ago. Right. You're in my house now. Coffee.
No. That's not what he's doing. Absolutely not. Seton Hall beat DePaul 69-64.
You guys are unbelievable.
Right? It's a serious question, though, wondering what his role will be.
Like I said.
I heard you. I don't think they're sending him out to... I don't know. Maybe they are going to send him out to scout.
They'll send him out all over.
He's not a scout, though.
Yeah, but believe me, he's a baseball player. He's a baseball lifer. He knows baseball. That's why they wanted to hire him as a manager in the first place. Because of the respect that he has amongst the players.
I just wonder what his day-to-day... Like, how does he fill 8 hours?
Do you think he has just weeks where nothing happens?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Didn't Brian Cashman hire... what's his name? Omar Minaya?
Yeah.
Right.
But Omar is known for his amazing scouting. Like, yeah. I could see Omar looking at film on guys, making trips. Carlos Beltran is a player manager.
Who just got the Texans job?
D'Amico Ryans.
Right, what was he?
Defensive coordinator.
Yeah, but he was a former player for the Texans.
Yeah.
And now he's their head coach.
Right.
And, you know, Carlos Beltran was going to be the manager.
He was.
And they wanted him in the front office because of his expertise.
To threaten Buck.
No.
Yeah, definitely.
Another 5-game
little heat on his shoulder.
Buck.
Yeah.
You ain't never won a title. Get out.
He's what I would call a baseball lifer. Like my buddy Frank Reich, you know, he's a football lifer. Coach Cower, football lifer. These guys.
You took this the wrong way. We weren't killing Beltran. I just want to know what he does every day.
I'm just trying to tell you.
Carlos, like, walking around the office, like, going up to another cubicle going, cold one today, huh, Susan? Man, oh, man, oh, man. So. Ticket sales going well?
If we wanted to do work from home, who do I talk
to? All right, Boomer and Geo.
God, I'm like,
coming to you live from the traveling Built Ford Tough studio on the Fan.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan in CBS Sports Network. We are here thanks to Casamigos. That's why I've got the Casamigos sweatshirt on. Here is Arizona and the road to Arizona that brought us here. Is presented by Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it. Road to Arizona, also brought to you by Optimum. Get closer, go farther. And by Key Food. Get all of your tailgating needs at Key Food and their family of supermarkets. So they are remaking White Men Can't Jump. They're remaking that classic movie with Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson. And the guy that's playing the Woody Harrelson role is Jack Harlow, who is the person that I currently hate in music because he's dating Dua Lipa.
Oh, okay.
So I don't like this at all.
And that's your girl, that's for sure.
And this guy, everybody's saying he stinks. So now I'm loving this. So maybe this movie bombs so bad and he gets ripped for it because he's no Woody Harrelson that Dua Lipa will drop him like a bad habit.
So they're giving bad reviews to the movie.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that what's happening?
Yeah, Twitter mostly unimpressed with...
I saw a really horrendous Nick Cage Western the other night.
Nick Cage Western?
Yes. It was awful.
I can go tit for tat with you with a terrible movie right now. So tell me why this movie was awful, and I'll give you mine. All right?
It was just so unrealistic and just so poorly written and acted, and I couldn't even... It was on the hotel, by the movie thing, and I was just like, man, I'm going to watch this. I need to fall asleep, and literally a half hour in, I fell asleep.
Oh,
it was
God.
So bad.
Yeah.
So bad.
Sometimes movies, they're great for that, you know, if you need to get some rest. So this one, I'm putting this one squarely on Gina's shoulders, and it was called Bones and All. And Timothy Chalamet's in this, who's an actor you might know. So I'm thinking, okay, this guy's been in some good movies. Let me see. So it turns out that like these people are born cannibals and they eat other humans.
Okay.
So this girl, you meet this girl, the main character, and then like you see a scene where she's hanging out with her friends from high school, and then she just takes a finger of her friend, just rah, 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 she's eating a finger.
Oh, that's great.
So then apparently they can smell each other, these cannibals.
Oh, really?
So they sniff each other out, and they know, like in the supermarket, they're like, oh, you're one of us? And all of a sudden they like
trick people, and then they eat these people, and then Timothy Chalamet ate his dad because his dad was mean to him, and it's just, it was a disaster.
Oh, come on.
Total disaster. This is the movie, I swear to you, this is the movie. And then there was one scene where this poor woman had passed away in her house, and they smelled it. So they went up the stairs, and they just, like a lion would to a zebra. And I said, I'm out. When that happened...
Is the kind of movie that Gina wanted to watch?
She picked it. She picked... I think she was like, oh, this looks interesting. She thought it was a love story between Timothy Chalamet and the main character.
Instead of Jose, it was a...
Cannibal movie. There were some sort of, like, vampires. We need to feed. The one guy said, you haven't looked like you fed since... several months ago.
And then we're running out of plot.
It's because so bad.
This movie with Nick Cage, The Old Way.
Okay, yeah.
It was horrific. Horrific. And I love Nick Cage, but man, this guy. This movie was just about as bad as it gets.
Let me see what The Old Way on Rotten Tomatoes gave it. Do you always go to Rotten Tomatoes before you pick a movie?
I don't really do that.
See, that's what you got to do, because if it gives it like a 16 or something.
I don't know. I like the actor or the actress or whatever, and that's how I pick the movie.
You got to check it out.
What did Rotten Tomatoes give it?
So
it had to be like one of the worst rated movies.
No, it's actually... So the critics gave it 33%, and the audience gave it 70%.
Really?
They actually liked it.
God, it was brutal.
The audience actually liked it.
It was brutal.
I'll stay away from that one. I will definitely stay away from that one. It was I watched a terrible movie on the plane, too. I haven't seen a good... Top Gun Maverick was a good movie. That was a great movie.
Yes.
And that, by the way, got nominated for Best Picture.
And by the way, it brought everybody back to the theaters.
Yes! That was awesome. That better win Best Picture strictly on that. It won't. They'll give it to some, fluffy...
Nondescript.
Bullcrap thing. No, you know what they can give it to is Steven Spielberg did this movie about his life that's like an homage to the film industry.
Yes.
And those jerks lap that stuff up out there. They love that.
All right.
So that'll win. The Fabelmans. That's what's going
to
win.
So, in other words, Top Gun Maverick was just too popular and just too fluffy.
Exactly.
For it. But, you know, it's a lot of great cinematography there.
It was awesome. No, I love that movie. That was the best movie of the year, in my opinion, hands down.
That's good.
All right, we got two things coming up next. A little more on Kyrie Irving finally getting traded. And also, we're going to revisit what Aaron Rodgers said at the Pro-Am that makes Boomer think that the Jets, as a possibility, they're dwindling.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.